Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mary Cantando's here. Special, very special day for Mary. She doesn't even know it. She doesn't know what a special day this is for us, because this is the 10th anniversary of Mary Cantando's membership in our Brain Trust. How about that? And 10 years is a great resource for us. Mary is the author of Leading with Care, among other books. It's all about how women around the world are inspiring businesses, et cetera, et cetera. She is the also the Woman's Advantage and other important books. She helps women put their best foot forward in the marketplace all the time. She's our good friend. Mary Cantando, welcome back.
Well, 10 years, huh, Jim?
How about that? You know. Go ahead.
I can't believe we've been putting up with each other for 10 years. Can you?
You know, Mary, you know the gift you get on your 10th anniversary with us, don't you?
I can't imagine what it would be.
Well, you've already gotten it. It's an email. Congratulations.
Oh, goodness. Well, no, it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful to ride side saddle here with you for 10 years.
We've been having fun, haven't we? And you've done such a great job of bringing us great information for all small businesses, not just for women, because today we're going to talk about things that work for everyone. You call them five time wasters to boot out the door. And the first one is...
oh my gosh, and this is not just for your business, but for your life, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
Spending time with negative people. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So you spend time with negative people. Not only are you wasting your time, but you're allowing these people to psychologically, mentally, spiritually drag you down.
I call them spirit vampires.
That's perfect. That is absolutely
because they will suck the spirit right out of you.
Right, they'll tell you why you can't do something, why something isn't going to work. They'll tell you they'll spend hours of your time talking to you about what's going wrong in their life and why they can't succeed.
And you know, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with being objective. There's nothing wrong with being truthful. There's nothing wrong with being critical, hardening a process with the risk management. There's nothing wrong with that. But people who never have a solution, only a problem, those are the ones we're talking about, right? They never they never say, I think we got a problem here. I've been thinking about how to fix it. They never say that.
Right. You have a conversation with them, and a month later, you have the conversation with them, and it's exactly the same thing.
It's like they wallow in this stuff, isn't it?
And, you know, I think for a lot of people, Jim, it's just a bad habit they've developed in life.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, the thing, when I turned 40, Mary, love those many years ago, I swore then I was going to move, I was going to gravitate away from people and things that made me unhappy and toward people and things that made me happy. And I've been working hard on that for a long time now. And I've accomplished it to some degree.
It just makes sense. It's like, why would you eat food that you don't like? Or why would you eat food that makes you sick if you're allergic to something?
Of course,
the
problem we run into, Mary, is when there are people we can't do anything about, like our relatives, right? And
I'm going to say you could spend a little less time.
Oh, I know, people. I know,
you
know.
You
but,
could do
but,
that. You can do it.
And I won't go into all the other examples. But anyway, all right. So folks, so how do you disconnect from those people, Mary?
Well, I think you just have to make a conscious decision to do that. I think you either if it's somebody at work and you are in control of eliminating that person from your life, you can do it. Or if you're not in control of doing that, then every time the person says something negative to you or rants on about the same old thing, just have the guts to tell them.
Right.
You know, I've heard you talk about this so many times before. What are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just challenge them. And yeah, that's going to take a lot of people way out of their comfort zone.
Or if they apply it to you, just say, you know what, I don't feel that way.
Yeah, yeah.
That really kind of shuts them down. Just say, I don't feel that way, and I'm sorry you do.
Yeah,
But, okay, next was procrastination.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is the thing. You let these tasks hang over your head, and they just hang there, and they kind of weigh you down, and mm-hmm. they impact not only the fact that you're not getting that thing done, but they impact other tasks and other things that you have to get done. I mean, it really takes less time and energy in the long run just to do something now and get it done.
I'm a deadline person.
Yeah, I am.
I'm a deadline person. So if I don't have something that doesn't have a deadline, it looks like I'm a procrastinator. You know what I mean? Because I like deadlines, and I like to manage the flow of work. I like to put things in their order. You know, I used to have clients when I had my consulting business that would give me a project, and they weren't even going to need it for 3 months, and they'd call me a week later and say, "How's my project going?" And I say, "Your project's not in queue yet. It's not ready to be worked on." you know, and but I think we need to make sure that in my opinion, procrastination is when the failure to get something done is impacting your success. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, my approach to it is to break things down into tasks or subtasks and just put those things on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I also have an accountability partner who she and I email each other each weekday morning with the three things we're going to get done that day, and then the next morning we have to report back to each other.
See, if you were a guy, you'd just have a wife. See, you wouldn't.
That's right. Somebody to keep you under in control, right?
On my 1040 form, I scratched out spouse and wrote critic. Mary, I need your website, please.
Womansadvantage.biz.
We're talking about a book, Leading with Care, by the way. Oh, are your calendars going to be out this year?
Oh, Jim, they're already out. They are already out.
Okay. Well, have we ordered ours yet?
Not that I know of.
Okay, but you still got some, right?
I do. Actually, we've only got a couple hundred left.
Okay, we're going to need, we may need all those. Stand by, folks.
Okay.
20 after, right back with Mary Cantando, celebrating her 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.